Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Well, happy Monday to you. I pray that you're getting your week started off well. And, you know, last week we ended our conversation off around the subject of anger and how there are two different types of anger. There's number one, there's righteous anger. And number two, there's unrighteous anger. Now, righteous anger meaning, you know, what are the godly reasons for getting angry? And unrighteous anger are basically all the other reasons that I choose to get angry. Today, we continue our conversation by discussing the four different causes of anger. Now, these are the actual reasons. These are the root sources of our anger. And this is a huge deal. This is a big deal because when we realize what the actual motive to my anger really is, well, then we can, by God's grace, change. And when we can identify and be consciously aware of the very beginning, the place from which anger arises out of me, well, then I can choose to be transformed into the image of Christ. And it comes from a teaching series titled The Sex Spiral, Forgiven and Free from Pornography. The Sex Spiral is a set of awareness triggers that explain the location as to where you are in this habit, the bondage, or the addiction to pornography. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss the four different causes or the four different sources of our anger. There's hurt, injustice, fear, and frustration. So let's get started with today's lesson. It's titled The Four Causes of Anger. So looking at the four sources of anger at the very top, they kind of work around one another. So if I get caught, if I've confessed sin, I'm now hurt. If I got caught with something, I'm now hurt, right? I'm usually devastated. I'm embarrassed. I'm also fearful of the future. What's going to happen? What are the consequences? What are others going to think of me? I'm also frustrated that no one understands me or will listen to me. So we've got hurt, fearful, and frustrated. And the only one that we're not dealing with is injustice. Because injustice is the only one that's not dealing with me, myself, and I, which is the unholy trinity, right? What's the real injustice of pornography? I've said this before. Some people think I overstate this. But pornography really is people being raped for our entertainment. Right? I mean, that's what it is. At the end of the day, those girls may say that they're a part of the industry, but they won't be there for long. And here's the other thing, is that these women, these people, these men are made in the image of God. And yet they're doing this. So it's all about abuse and entertainment, right? So James 1:20 talks about human anger. Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Turn your Bibles to James chapter 4. Or should I say, turn your cell phones to James chapter 4. That's kind of weird. Turn your iPad. They need an app that actually, so I can hear the pages turning. James chapter 4, verse 1, what causes the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and you kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and you wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your motives, well, they're all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure.
Yeah. Think about it. You only want what gives you pleasure. We only want what will make our lives easier. Right? I had a really big God moment over this past week. And I'm spending quiet time with the Lord. And all of a sudden, this question comes to mind. And it was like the Lord was asking me, why are you only praying for things that you can do? I went, what? Why are you only praying for things that you can do? Wait a second. You're saying I can pray for like big things? Like miracles? Yeah, that's the whole point of prayer. See, we can put God in a box. It's just such an interesting question for me. Like, oh, I am only praying for things that I can do. Meaning, oh, I just need your help just a little bit, Lord. How stupid is that? Proverbs 14:17, guys, is... I'll give you a couple of Proverbs here. Proverbs 14:17.
Turn to it, or you're just going to read it?
Oh, you can turn to it. Dealing with anger, these are very good things to highlight. Short-tempered people do foolish things, and schemers are hated. Anybody got a short fuse? So the question is my fuse getting longer the more godlier I become? Right? Short-tempered people do foolish things. Yeah, you could say that. And that's a generational sin, too. My dad had the shortest temper of anyone. Thank the Lord that I'm still a long ways away from that, but I'm not running people off the road like he used to, you know?
Literally?
Yeah. Have you not heard the story?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
So my dad had a Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the black Burt Reynolds. Yep. So I was probably 6 or 7. My brother was 4 or 5. And somebody gave my dad the bird. I didn't know what the bird was, but my dad was obviously very upset. So he gets behind the guy, and we're at an intersection. I'm in the front seat. My brother's sitting on the armrest. There's no seatbelt laws at this time. And, I mean, we're living in Indiana. Who cares, right? So he literally gets behind him, and he bumps him. And their light's red, and then he floors it. And he pushes them out into the middle of the intersection. Just smoke and loud and... And I remember asking my dad, Dad, why'd you do that? And I had no idea, like, he could have gone to jail immediately, right? He said, nobody. Nobody gives your dad the bird.
You're still wondering, what bird is
it? What? And that's what I asked him. He goes, this is the bird. Oh, okay. I didn't know what that meant. Short-tempered people do foolish things.
He's trying to tell you you're number one.
I bet that guy, whoever it was, I bet he thinks twice about that, right?
God was teaching two people.
Flip over to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 24. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered.
What verse you say?
Proverbs 22:24. During a lot of counseling, marriage counseling, if one person has an anger issue, I will point this out to them and say, look, sometimes you just got to have a break. That you guys need to separate because you're throwing stuff. Throwing stuff leads to domestic violence. It's just a matter of time. Because all of a sudden, a wall turns into a person. seen it happen over and over and over again. Do not make friends with, do not associate with one who's easily angered. Get away from them. Completely unacceptable. Flip over to Proverbs 29, verse 11. Proverbs 29, 11. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. Fools give full vent. They don't even try to contain themselves at all. They don't care. Yes, sir.
I do have a problem in this area. Someone's tailgating me. Let go of the gas patiently and calmly, and I don't stare at them, make any gestures. Is that still considered anger? Or is it? I mean, what would you call that? I mean,
It could be, that's a little bit more of a passive-aggressive thing.
So I'm just being nice about my anger.
You think you're being nice about your anger. So if you really want to just get out of their way because they're just seeing you as an object, that's all you are to them. And, I've got a friend who's he's a pastor and a Phoenix detective. And, he's got story after story about, you know, that's the way people see you, is that you're not a person, you're just an object to get around.
Because, I mean, I feel like if I'm driving 75 miles an hour, then I don't need to drive any faster than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if I'm going 65, then, yeah, you know, I say, you know, yeah, get out of the way. But if I'm driving 75 or even faster than that, then I don't need to get out of your way. And I'll, you know...
We'll see how that works out for you, right?
Yeah.
You know who's the gun guy in here? There's a, what's the percentage of guns in cars here in Phoenix? It's really high.
Yeah.
It's like 60 or 70% that are carrying. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised there's not more road rage with guns here in Phoenix.
Well, I think the majority of citizens who carry guns who like have concealed weapon permits, and those are people who have training, and they're not the hothead type people.
Yeah.
They're different mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Than your normal thug.
I would say 20% could be an anger issue.
So, what's your anger issue today? Do you have a tendency to drive like some of the guys that you heard about in class there, like you're the only one on the road? Are you too aggressive? Or maybe you're passive aggressive on the road. Well, one thing that I like to think about when I'm stuck in traffic or I'm irritated because I'm running late, and of course the whole world revolves around me, blah, 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 right? It's if I do something stupid while I'm driving, am I going to take the time to invite them to church? In other words, am I going to be a solid witness for Christ? Now, keep in mind, your driving habits and your style, the way that you even talk to wait staff while having lunch, you know, all of these things are just an unmistakable condition of your heart. Our anger is the overflow of our heart's condition at that moment. Jeremiah 19:19 reads, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. It's desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, I search all the hearts and I examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve." Well, the great news is that the condition of our hearts can change, but they're not going to change on our own. It's only by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 36:26 says, "I will give you a new heart, and I'm going to put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." Man, is that good news or what? Something that I touched on last week is how to prevent frustration and anger from even getting to a boiling point in your life. And I think it's important enough to talk about again today. You know, I was at a men's ministry camp last year, and the speaker He was leading us in prayer, and he asked us to think of something that we need to repent of, and to think of it in just one word. So he started listing off different sins. And when he said anger, man, I'm guessing that almost half the hands in the room went up. There are like 300 guys in this room. So how about you? Are you struggling with anger? Are you struggling with frustration today? You know, I've said many, many times that anger and pornography, they are two sides of the same coin. You can't have one without the other. So if you're frustrated and you're angry and you don't know why, but you have been looking at pornography, I just want to point you back to that sin as one of the main reasons. One way to prevent anger is to block the evil of pornography in your life. And make no doubt about it, pornography is just, it's evil. And that's why you're so angry, because you're exposing the Holy Spirit that lives in you to a debased form of sexuality. People who are made in the very image of God. Installing a pornography filter on all of your digital devices, it's just drastically going to help in this area of, well, not only protecting yourself and your family, but also it's going to reduce your anger and your frustration level, especially after you repent of that sin. So if you don't have a current filtering software system on your digital devices, let me recommend Covenant Eyes Filtering Software. I've been using it for years. Let me encourage you to visit CovenantEyes.com today. And when you do, you're going to receive a 30-day free trial. Just put my full name in the promo box with no spaces. And when you sign up, you're also supporting the ministry of Seven Places and this podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. If you're in Phoenix, I want to invite you to our weekly community group. It's a grace group, and we focus on healthy sexuality. It's for men and women, single, divorced, husbands and wives. Everybody is welcome, and you're invited to listen to God with us. It's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at Northern Hills Community Church. We're in Building A, room 301. If you're a Twitter person, you can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. If you've got questions for me, you can email me your questions at DustinDanielsRadio.com. I would love to hear from you and respond to those questions. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. Well, that power is the very name. It's the very shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I love you. I look forward to our time again tomorrow.